Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Part 8, The Early Malayan Hajj Experience. In the Malay states, the earliest Hajj undertakings were started in Singapore. Prior to congregating in Singapore, pilgrims from the Malay states congregated in Aceh to board trading ships from Hadramaut in Yemen that were bound for Jeddah. In 1864, Penang became the focus for pilgrim ships from Singapore and Indonesia. This was recorded in the diary of Sheikh Omar Bashir, an important religious leader in mid-19th century Penang. Sheikh Omar was also a Hajj agent. In this capacity, he kept records of ships, the names of pilgrims who had registered with him, and the fare that was charged to them. His diary shows the importance, the special importance, of the Hajj rites to the Malays. Notably, 1884 was the first year for which statistics of pilgrims from the Malay states were found. In that year, 2,806 people made the pilgrimage to Mecca. During the First World War, Hajj activities came to a halt. It resumed in 1919, but in small numbers because of the post-war recession. However, the 1925 Hejaz War again interrupted the smooth flow of Hajj activities. When conditions improved, as in 1928, the number of Malay Hajjis increased again. In the early days, Malays departed to Mecca in trading ships. These were small, 100 to 300 ton sailing ships owned by private individuals from several countries. Interestingly, the opening of the Suez Canal in 1869 encouraged the growth of steamers in the service industry and provided opportunities for European shipping companies to compete for the lucrative transportation of pilgrims from the Malay states and Indonesia to the Holy Lands. While there is currently a concern regarding the MERS virus during the Hajj, in the early 19th and 20th centuries, the diseases linked to pilgrims were cholera, smallpox, and the bubonic plague. These were the most common in the Holy Lands, and often exacted a great loss of lives during the Hajj season. The first cholera epidemic reported to hit the Hejaz was during the 1831 Hajj season. That year, as many as 3,000 pilgrims lost their lives in a three-week period. Notably, this outbreak was often linked to the Malays of Southeast Asia. Pilgrims from Singapore and Java, for example, were seen as carriers that led to the cholera outbreak which struck the Hejaz in 1865. One of the most serious threats to pilgrims was smallpox. Munshi Abdullah, a Malaysian Indian writer, recorded a smallpox outbreak during a Hajj voyage. On the 10th of June 1897, an epidemic was officially declared in Jeddah. Pilgrims from the Malay states were affected by such outbreaks. They were not allowed to return home without undergoing strict quarantine measures. The epidemics in Singapore were closely linked to its location as a major port where pilgrims from neighboring countries, including the Malay states and Indonesia, converged. Problems of overcrowding, unhygienic conditions, and malnutrition among pilgrims waiting for months for their ship at Singapore were unavoidable. This is consistent with the records of Ismail bin Haji Abdullah Umar Effendi from Medan, Indonesia, who was visiting Singapore during this period. He saw for himself the deplorable conditions the pilgrims endured during the 1920 and 1921 Hajj season. He said, "There were great numbers of people at the time in Singapore who wanted to go to Mecca, more than 10,000 waiting for the ship to depart. I could see them all, dirty and emaciated, with hardly a single clean face. Starvation was plainly written on their faces. The lack of a sewage system and supply of clean water in Singapore worsened the conditions of the pilgrims who had congregated in the port city to such an extent that it was labeled a center for the proliferation of infectious diseases like cholera. Overcrowding in Singapore occurred as a result of regulations that required prospective Hajis to present their tickets in person to secure Hajj passes. How things have changed. Subhanallah. Join us tomorrow for part 9 in our current installment of series, and we discuss Hajj memoirs from the Far East.
This Hajj broadcast was generously sponsored by Khidmatul Awam Pilgrim Services. Call our Joburg office on 011-852-8551. KZN office on 031-207-4410 and Cape Town office on 021-633-8113. Khidmatul Awam, your preferred Hajj and Umrah service provider.
لبيك إن الحمد لك الشوق من وحي الملك والقلب جاوز الفلا
الشوق من وحي الملك والقلب جاوز الفلا
وشدوه أن سلك لبيك
This is Sabahul Muslim.